Lesson 8.
Maria and Mike are at the studio. In the conversation, Maria tells Mike that everyone is... What? Is everyone happy? Is everyone good? What does Maria think everyone is? Now listen to their conversation.
Mike, I'm so happy that you're directing.
I'm glad to help. I'll do anything to make you take a vacation. You need it, Maria.
Maybe you'll like directing.
I'm happy to help Stephen and Connie, but I love cameras. I'm not a director.
Oh, come on. Everyone is ambitious. You'll be a good director.
Okay. What does Maria think everyone is?
Ambitious.
Now, listen and repeat.
Oh, come on. Everyone is ambitious. Oh, come on. Everyone is ambitious.
Oh, come on, is an idiomatic expression. It means, I don't believe what you're saying. Let's practice this expression. I say, I'm not ambitious. And you say,
oh, come on, everyone is ambitious.
I say, I don't like champagne. And you say,
oh, come on. Everyone likes champagne.
Ready? Let's go. I'm not ambitious.
Oh, come on. Everyone is ambitious.
I don't like champagne.
Oh, come on. Everyone likes champagne.
I don't play tennis.
Oh, come on. Everyone plays tennis.
I can't ski.
Oh, come on. Everyone can ski.
I don't like aspen.
Oh, come on. Everyone likes aspen.
I don't have a big car.
Oh, come on. Everyone has a big car.
I'm not rich.
Oh, come on. Everyone is rich.
Let's listen to some more of the conversation between Maria and Mike. Listen in particular for the name of a city.
How long have you known me, Maria?
I've known you for 6 years, I think.
You've known me for 10 years, Maria. You've known me since I lived in St. Louis, remember? I always loved to shoot pictures.
I've known you since St. Louis? Well, okay, that's a long time. You were a good photographer. And you can be a good director, too.
Okay, what city did you hear?
St. Louis.
Now listen and repeat.
How long? How long have you known? How long have you known me? How long have you known me?
I've known you. I've known you for 6 years. I've known you for 6 years.
Good. Now I say, how long have you known me? And you say,
I've known you for 6 years.
I say, how long have you lived here? And you say,
I've lived here for 6 years.
Okay, let's begin. How long have you known me?
I've known you for 6 years.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 6 years.
How long have you worked at WEFL?
I've worked at WEFL for 6 years.
How long have you been a producer?
I've been a producer for 6 years.
How long have you had your apartment?
I've had my apartment for 6 years.
How long have you owned a car?
I've owned a car for 6 years.
How long have you studied English?
I've studied English for 6 years.
Okay. Listen and repeat.
You've known me since I lived. Since I lived in St. Louis. You've known me since I lived in St. Louis. You've known me since I lived in St. Louis.
Now you hear.
I've known you since living in St. Louis?
And you say.
Yes, you've known me since you lived in St. Louis.
You hear.
I've known you since buying the house in Stamford?
And you say.
Yes, you've known me since you bought the house in Stamford.
You hear.
I've known you since getting the job at IBM?
And you say.
Yes, you've known me since you got the job at IBM.
Ready? Let's start.
I've known you since living in St. Louis?
Yes, you've known me since you lived in St. Louis.
I've known you since buying the house in Stamford?
Yes, you've known me since you bought the house in Stamford.
I've known you since getting the job at IBM?
Yes, you've known me since you got the job at IBM.
I've known you since leaving the Army?
Yes, you've known me since you left the Army.
I've known you since working for Shell Oil?
Yes, you've known me since you worked for Shell Oil.
I've known you since going to Hamilton College?
Yes, you've known me since you went to Hamilton College.
I've known you since being at WNRD in Chicago?
Yes. You've known me since you were at WNRD in Chicago.
Good work. Connie is interviewing people about their jobs. Listen to what they have to say.
What do you do? How long have you done it?
I've been a banker since 1982.
I've been a housewife for 5 years.
I've been an accountant since 1970.
I'm unemployed. I haven't worked for 6 months.
I've been a carpenter for 16 years.
Now listen and repeat.
I've been... I've been a banker. Since 1982. I've been a banker since 1982.
I've been a housewife for 5 years. I've been a housewife for 5 years.
I've been an accountant since 1970. I've been an accountant since 1970.
I've been a carpenter for 16 years. I've been a carpenter for 16 years.
Good. Now I say, carpenter, 16 years. And you say,
I've been a carpenter for 16 years.
I say, accountant, 1970. And you say,
I've been an accountant since 1970.
Ready? Let's begin. Carpenter, 16 years.
I've been a carpenter for 16 years.
Accountant, 1970.
I've been an accountant since 1970.
Housewife, 5 years.
I've been a housewife for 5 years.
Banker, 1982.
I've been a banker since 1982.
Unemployed, 6 months.
I've been unemployed for 6 months.
Retired, May of last year.
I've been retired since May of last year.
Interviewing people on the street, 2 o'clock.
I've been interviewing people on the street since 2 o'clock.
This is the end of Lesson 8.